brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bottom line, the CIA is using a powers structure split in Iran as a pretext to then demonize the country worldwide to make it look like a popular revolution so they can launch military strikes on them. The committee of experts can kick anybody off the ballot they want. And so they allow you to run for president. That means they've already selected you. So they let the people choose from who they choose, kind of like what we have here with the big banks owning both parties. Just a little bit more of the illusion. And this guy that supposedly said he won, he announced that he'd won hours before the polls even closed. Classic CIA op. Remember, the CIA and MI6 overthrew Iran in 53. The pro-West Mohammad Mossadegh, just because he wouldn't give them all the oil money, he wanted to modernize the country. They used radical Muslims to do that, then bait and switch, put the Shah in. The Shah's son is running around wanting to go take back over at the press club. It's on CNN. It's just disgusting lies about oppression when his dad killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of torture under CIA command. I mean, it's just hypocritical. Don't call yourselves the good guys, and don't say you're the good guys. The people running our country, the New World Order running our country, want to destroy our liberties and freedoms, and they'll treat us just like the Iranians if they can get away with it. Okay, our common enemy is the New World Order. Does that mean I love all the mullahs? No. Kim Jong-il's another subject. Pure evil. Just as evil as the globalists, just not as smart, not over as big a kingdom. And they're going to use that little demon as a pretext, so I'm going to cover that after the break. Right now, let's keep taking calls. Jim in Ohio, you're on the air, Jim.
Maranatha, Alex, Semper Fi. I just wanted to tell you that, you know that Green Corps thing that you talked about? People were joining felons and stuff? Well, my nephew, he's in the jail right now, and he's qualifying to join that, and he was a former Army Ranger. And the other thing I saw was a movie on TV the other day called Pentalute or something like that. And it was a girl born part pig. She had a pig nose, pig ears, like that there. And as far as the war things goes, these have been going on just like this. You can trace it clear back far in history. They use people for their bullets and their things to do whatever they want to do. It's always been done that way. And then thanks for what you're doing. Maranatha.
Maranatha. I'm ignorant. Well, what does that mean? I remember vaguely what it means. I can't look up Maranatha, see what that means. Let's talk to Beverly in Georgia. Beverly, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Beverly.
Oh, good afternoon, Alex. I've just got a couple of quick points that I wanted to tell you about, and thank you for waking me up to Ron Paul. I was honored to volunteer for him when I was living in South Carolina. You know, you've seen those pictures that went across the internet of Iraqi women and holding up pictures of signs saying, thank you, Mr. Bush, and thank you, America, and stuff like that? You familiar
yes.
with that?
Yes, okay. In English, all staged.
Right, exactly.
That's now admitted that was all staged. No, it was run by Ahmed Jalabi on record. Yeah.
Absolutely. My cousin is married to one of the spin doctors for the Air Force. Before that ever went on the internet, it ruined my Christmas to see that one time. And so if anybody that sees that, and it's still going around, and it's just disgusting that people...
Well, they use three-year-old video of Palestinians celebrating an election and said that was them celebrating 9/11. It's just all lies.
It sure is. It sure is. And people need to understand... whenever I get that video or those pictures now, I write in what I know and I send it around and tell them you better wake up.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. By the way, I'm not even trying to prove my point about this being a setup in Iran. BBC's had to retract. It's admitted. CNN's doing it. They crop photos of Ahmadinejad supporters and then say that they're really supporting his opposition. I mean, they're just faking everything. They probably shot this woman themselves, and we're all ready for it. It's disgusting.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is a war on for your mind. Going back to your phone calls, and I'm going to get into what's happening in the Korean Peninsula, not just Iran, and the larger chessboard. We've talked about Iran the last 30 minutes or so. Now I'm going to get into what's happening in Korea. And this ship that's going to be intercepted by the John McCain Sr., or I guess John McCain the Second, the father of John McCain, the senator, the recent Republican presidential candidate, going to intercept the ship. And North Korea says, if you mess with our ship, we're going to launch nuclear weapons. And their history is they may do it. And then the globalists don't have to stage a terror attack. Kim Jong-il will fire a nuke at Hawaii. I mean, it just, there's no end to it. They're just poking the psychopath who's dying of cancer and had strokes, about to transfer power to his 23-year-old son. Another example of governments, of communists, of, you know, hereditary power, just the corruption. I'm telling you, in 50 years, if this continues in the U.S., this bad, we'll have kings. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they set up. Okay, going back to Beverly in Georgia. Go ahead, Beverly.
Yeah. Oh, Alex, one other thing I wanted to tell you about. I was at a recent bluegrass festival in South Carolina. Met a young man by the name of Jesse who was just getting ready to be deployed to Afghanistan. Think this was going to be his second time there. And this kid is just, he's just a kid. We were talking a little bit, and I asked him if he had ever heard of the Iraqi veterans that were against the war and some of the other groups and about yourself, Ron Paul, and he wasn't. And as we were talking, what little bits that he would talk to me, He looked at me and he had tears in his eyes and he said, if you knew what I knew. And I said, what are you trying to tell me? Won't you tell me what you want, you know, what's going on? He said, I never want to go back there. We don't need to be there. But I got to go. And I said, no, I don't think you got to go. I think you need to start looking at some of these groups that are standing up. And, you know, I don't think he's the only one. I think a lot of these kids know that something is very wrong and they don't need to be there. And I really felt for that young man.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk your call now from John in Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Thank you for you and your people that are continuing to shine the light on all the cockroaches behind the curtain trying to control our lives.
We're trying our best, sir.
I'm a 54-year-old veteran, and when I was going through my training after boot camp, the Shah had all his sailors and Army men going through training in the United States. There was 10,000 Iranian sailors going through Great Lakes Training Command when I was there myself, and I met quite a few of them. And they're just like normal Joes. They just want to live, you know, a life peaceably, be profitable for their family. And I just want to put out a word to all the ex-hippies and veterans from my era that haven't been raised on fluoridated water and everything else that's trying to control our minds. Think about everything that's happened back from the time when you were protesting in the streets for what was going on in Vietnam. We don't need another Vietnam to happen. We screwed the Vietnamese people after World War II, and we're going to end up doing the same mistake with Iraq and now Iran. It's time to put a stop to this continually revolving door that's taken away our liberties bit by bit. Time to focus on what the real problem is behind the curtain and keep doing the good work. And we don't need to bomb Iran. We're not seeing the real story. We're only seeing what they're allowing us to see.
Absolutely. There's no doubt of that. They're admitting that these four terror groups, that three of them are Wahhabist or the Al-Qaeda. Number three in Al-Qaeda, the White House admits, is commanded by the U.S. You can't make this type of craziness up. And they're targeting and killing and bombing the police to get the police to shoot at them. And, I mean, Iran has been very restrained. It's on record. Our government admits they've been staging terror attacks there, blowing up mosques, trying to get the Muslims all hyped up. And Iran has been overthrown so many times by the West, they've learned how to deal with this. And I'm not saying they're perfect either. That's the problem with government. It's all bad. North Korea, U.S., you know, the mullahs, whatever. But it's clear the aggressor here is the West. And it's the same aggressor trying to take our rights, saying the Homeland Security thinks you're the number one threat, John.
And right, I know. I'm probably on a number of lists already.
In fact, I got a Missouri TV station reporting it like it's good and normal that anybody in the Constitution Party is a terrorist. That's coming up. I appreciate your call, and God bless you. This isn't our government. It would be bad enough if we were a tribal racial country, to go in and murder some neighbors to take over their property. And that's what most cultures do. But at least there's a group mind of, we only abuse and kill these neighbors. But once you have this global society, it's the elites against the people, and they have all these tricks to play us off. They're waging war. They're engaging in predator behavior on us. And we have to get out of this tribal mode of, yeah, we're killing that enemy over there that's brown, and realize, no, it's a scientific tyranny that's doing it to all of us together. And as long as we play along with the game of this tribalism, the globalists are going to keep winning. We have to get the big picture. And I'm going to go over that after some more calls coming up. Let's talk to Lou in Illinois. Lou, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you very much for taking my call today. I wanted to thank you for the vast amount of education that you're putting out there about this, and I finally got the guts up today to sign up for the TV thing, and I just signed up, and I'm really happy with it. And the vast amount of information on there, whether it's books, videos, articles, the things that you can learn on there, it's just amazing. I can't wait to just go in there and dedicate, you know, 2 to 3 hours.
Well, let me be clear.
We would
give PrisonPlanet.tv out for free, but just the bandwidth of all the sites and everything is over $20,000 a month in IT. You know, it's a total of 30 with all the T1 lines and you know, all that. So we spend all our time just trying to even have the money to pay for all this when I'd rather spend it on news and information. But that's how the world works. I'm not complaining. It just holds us back. That's why we had the money bombs. So we'd have to worry so much about this for another year. You know, it supplements what we're doing. But that barely pays for the bandwidth alone. And so, yes, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. But more importantly, the films are all in high quality, so you can burn them to disc, to CD, very easy point-and-click tools. It's an arsenal, an armory of info weapons, you know, basically grenades in the info war, to go in there, burn all the films to disc, give them to people. Most new DVD players, you know, have the different systems where they can play these that are burned. DivX and other things. So, yes, thank you. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead.
Yes, and, you know, what I'm doing is, and one of the things I've learned from you and what you, your message was and what I believe your message was to inform people, inform your friends, your neighbors, and I want to go about it in a way that I don't represent this like I'm a moron. And so what I'm doing is I'm studying hard at it. And my best friend is a Northwestern law graduate. Well, she's just getting her degree now. This girl is a genius. And I was talking to her about it, and I'm not as well educated. You know, and I started talking to her. I said, you have to hear this guy. She heard you, and she just flipped out. She's like, this guy really is smart. And now she's telling all her friends at Northwestern, you know, and it's kind of spread a little wildfire amongst her friends. And, you know, I can't thank you enough. I really idolize what you're doing. And, you know, it's given me a direction in my life as far as.
Well, let me just say this, my friend. I'm going to go ahead and finish, but don't idolize me. I idolize the successes I've had. Also learn from the mistakes I've made. That's why parents try to teach their kids something they've learned. It's not that they're high and mighty. They've been around longer. They've got the scars to prove it. They're trying to pass on by warning the children instead of them having to experience themselves. But when people think I'm so smart, I'm reading the globalist owned documents. I source them on air. These arrogant people brag how they manipulate us. I'm like just giving you a TV guide report of what they say they're going to do. That's what's so outrageous about all this, but go ahead.
Yes, and the last thing is that I have friends of mine that are Polish descent. They're new to this country. They're, you know, they want to be good Americans. And when you go and you start talking this stuff to people, they either think you're nuts or they cannot understand it. And so I don't know, you know, if this has been said before.
No. I'll tell you why the poll. Well, I mean, make your point. I'm going to tell you what's going on with the polls, but go ahead.
Yeah, a guide for, you know, InfoWar for dummies. If it could be simplified, broken down, and give us maybe someone to write, help write, and give people like me direction of how to get out there, how to go door to door in my free time and spread this information and you know, get it going and get off our butts. We can sit here and we could say, yeah, I listen to Alex Jones. I know what's going on. But the doing of it, getting out there and doing it and informing these people.
No, I agree. But I mean, don't wait to inform people. You don't have to have some perfect handbook or have all the answers. It's almost better for you not to follow a handbook. Because then the enemy can attack a handbook if our attack profile in the info war is a unified, direct, it needs to be truly organic, truly real. But I appreciate your call. Let me explain what's happening with the polls. This is why the globalists love engineered crises. Fidel Castro is bad. Clearly he's a thug, a tyrant. So what they do is they get the right-wing Cubans to murder, steal, deal drugs, commit assassinations, do anything because it's for a good cause fighting that communist. But then they turn into what they're fighting or worse. And it's the same thing with the Poles. They had the communists attacking them, butchering them, slaughtering them, killing their families. They fought back. They win. They won. They see the Americans as the good guys who helped them. And so now they can't imagine 20, 30 years later that the United States is bad. They don't understand there's a group above Russia and the United States that was playing out a master chess game on record. This is all admitted. So I'll explain that when we get back.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
They selectively show you a young woman gunned down. Now the American people say, bomb Iran, kill them all. Blow up buildings full of women, just don't show them to us. It's very, very sick, selective propaganda, and it's all staged. And now I want to go ahead and start getting into North Korea situation and then back to your phone calls and a ton of other news. So let's go ahead and get into Korea. Notice how all of a sudden Obama comes in, starts trying to pass his gun ban bills, secret list for Americans, all protest is terrorism. We'll be covering that coming up. The bankers are openly stealing $14.8 trillion here alone and growing and counting. And Europe setting up a dictatorship of foreign offshore banks. All of this is happening. And meanwhile, suddenly, right when Kim Jong-il is sick and dying of cancer and says he may only have a few months left, his 20-something-year-old son's about to be given power, right when the regime is in flux, there's a power transfer. All the sanctions due to North Korea make millions more of their own people die. That's propping up that regime by the outside oppression, props up the inside oppression. The two tyrannies prop each other up. That's how this dark logic, this dark mathematics of the New World Order works. They brag about it. On top of that, the United States, ABB, Swiss company, Donald Rumsfeld, chairman of the board, in the 90s, on record, mainstream news, it's in my film, The Masters of Terror. We talk about why did they give nukes to Pakistan and North Korea? Because later they're going to start wars with them as a way to encircle Russia and China and start a war with them. That's a film I made in 2002, and now it's happening. I mean, you know, these people are playing 10, 20, 30-year plans, and they write books about it bragging. This is not my opinion. The National Security Advisor for Obama, Zbigniew Brzezinski, bragged in two books he's written on the subject, one on the Grand Chessboard. So here it is. North Korea threatens to harm U.S. if attacked. And they're saying they're going to start pulling over any North Korean ships coming out of the country, selling any components to any nation for food, for oil, for money. Heating oil, grain, things like that. And North Korea is saying that's an act of war. And if you do that, we're going to fire a nuke at South Korea, at Hawaii, or at Japan, and they got Taipong Dong 2. Missiles. Now, Kim Jong-il's dad, the first dictator, he died on July 4th. So they always test missiles on July 4th. Their media is saying they want to attack America on July 4th. That is not what these lunatics are doing. It's a cult all about the great leader, like he's a superhero, like they're now doing for Obama or Hitler, Saint Stalin, Iron Stalin, you know, Steel Stalin. That's what Stalin means, is steel, the man of steel. So they love the same crud. So they take anything North Korea does and also exaggerate it. They go, we're going to fire a missile, test missile into the Pacific, testing our range. And they say, oh, they're going to attack us on July 4th. So they also distort everything. But North Korea is officially coming out. I've even tuned into their English transmission on the Internet to check it for myself. And boy, let me tell you, listening to North Korean radio is not fun. That they are threatening to nuke South Korea. They say, if you attack us, we'll attack you. And they're having all these drills the last few months in the build-up to this, massing troops on the North Korean border with South Korea and submarines and missile cruisers menacing North Korea. So they're trying to push the lunatics into firing and doing some provocation so we can be off to the races. As of a month ago, the armistice, the ceasefire, 50-plus years old, is over. The state of war is back. North Korea reminded the U.S. on Monday that it has nuclear weapons and warned it will strike back if attacked as a U.S. destroyer continued to trail a North Korean cargo ship suspected of carrying illicit weapons. After the U.S., that is the people that run our country. The United States is a hooker being dragged by the hair by the pimp. So I don't want to say the United States. The people dragging us, the hooker, around by our hair. That's the New World Order. So the New World Order is menacing and manipulating and armed North Korea to begin with. So I'll come back, finish up with this, and then I'm going to give each story 1 minute. I'm going to blitz through news. I'm just going to make myself. You guys time it. Make me stop each minute on each story. So I just want to elaborate. Like earlier how they announced Obama's volunteers, which will be forced volunteers. That's what it's called. Well, we'll be watching you on the surveillance cameras. That's their job, is watching communities, and they're felons. The New York Times says that's good, though. You're not against giving a felon a job, a second chance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
All right, finishing up with North Korea. The RAND Corporation, it's declassified. I've got it in my films. We've linked to it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Club of Rome, the United Nations, the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, which their official founding documents from 90-something years ago say we want to stage wars to bring in world government to stop wars. And then the Nazis wanted a European Union, and then they merged with the U.S. and the British after the war in a deal to fight the Russians. And this is now mainstream European news. We reported this years ago in my films like Martial Law and then Endgame. Martial Law 5 years ago. Hard to believe that's 5 years ago. Seems like yesterday. But now it's mainstream news. We have the documents, but now it's mainstream news. Just Google Nazis Plan DU. They would say it's to stop another war. We've got to have a tyranny. And so they bragged that they would get a League of Nations out of World War I. That didn't work good. So they had World War II for the UN, the U.S. set that up at Presidio in San Francisco. So they're always criticizing the UN on our news, like the U.S. doesn't like it. The U.S. funds 60% of it, owns and runs the whole thing. When I say U.S., Anglo-American British Empire. And so when I talk about Anglo-American British Empire, notice the Iranians are saying that. Notice the Russians are saying that. The Japanese are saying that. That's the terms worldwide. The terms I use here are used by anybody out there who's informed or in the diplomatic corps or historians or people that study geopolitical systems. This is all just 101, I'm saying. It's not some, gosh, that Alex is smart. I want to be clear. This is not rocket science. This is all public, but not popularly known. Just like it's absolute fact in any mainline textbook on precious stones or any textbook on industrial minerals, that diamonds are barely semi-precious. You've got the scale of super precious, precious, semi-precious down to stones at barely rate of semi-precious and then non-precious stones, like non-polished granite or agate or something like that. They're barely even semi-precious. But no one knows that. I mean, because they're geographically limited to just a few places. One spot in Canada, Arkansas, notice those are environmental preserves. The government won't let you have it. It's a De Beers Oppenheimer monopoly. Notice there are diamonds in Australia. Those are government preserves or only select corporations. And then in Africa. And then anybody that tries to dig a diamond without paying the globalist gets killed. And they make movies about blood diamonds acting like people trying to smuggle diamonds out of the bad guys. We got to have a world government to stop them. See, I mean, that's how all this works. They'll show you slave camp movies with Leonardo DiCaprio and go, oh, man, we got to shut down these slave camps, when it's the rich bankers running the slave camps publicly and killing anybody that. But see, I said I get into news in North Korea and I'm off in diamonds. The point is, everything you've been taught is a lie. Everything that's reality is publicly available. It's just not on the news generally. So, North Korea threatens to harm U.S. if attacked, and the United States says they're going to stop the ship any day now, and we'll see if North Korea fires a nuke. And then you could say, well, they don't need to be shipping artillery to some terrorist group. But who gave them the nukes? Who gave Pakistan the nukes? It's like a month ago when they had the Pakistani president on TV. CIA already killed his wife, who was the president, Bhutto, and our media thought we were so dumb, they said she hit her head on the car. Then it turned out there's video of them shooting her, boom, 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 from about 20 feet away. She flies up against the car with bullet holes in her. Our news goes, see, the young lady hit her head there. She slipped on a banana peel over there. They think we're so dumb. All over the world, it's admitted they machine gunned her and the U.S. did it. And then here they tell you she slipped on a banana peel, because everybody knows the American people don't kill anybody. And then they've got the Taliban and Al-Qaeda attacking, trying to overthrow the Pakistani government. And that's the excuse to send in U.S. troops so they can destabilize the nation further and break it in 3 to 6 parts. And they got the president on NBC going, why are you funding Al-Qaeda? And he laughs and says, what's wrong with you people? Everybody in the world knows you founded Al-Qaeda and Taliban. You have them attacking us to destabilize us. And the NBC CIA op just goes, because, see, people just aren't playing along with the lies anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And a lot of good old boys were like, yeah, the CIA's got to stage the terror attacks to keep the American way going. I've had a few of them, you know, kind of get in my face and do that. You know what happens if we don't stage 9/11, Alex? Then the Arabs take over the planet. They're dangerous. There are real Muslim extremists, and our country's a bunch of wimps, and they had to be gotten in line to understand the threat. Oh, is that why you always overthrow countries and put the radical Muslims in power? Because you don't want secular first world nations that could compete with your power? Whatever. The world's a tough place. You got to be tough to beat the evil. Yeah, you got to become the evil to fight the evil. One time I was going fishing with some buddies down where their boat is, and it was down where there's a bunch of yachts on Lake Travis. And that's for one of these guys in the restaurant where we're eating hamburgers. Walks over, and later I saw him getting on his, you know, probably one of the biggest yachts on Lake Travis, probably, you know, $3 million, nothing big boat. And he just walked over and told me that. And I recognized him off TV from somewhere. I didn't get his card, but he was just there telling me, you know what? We did that because we needed to. You know, I mean, these guys are just, you know, they sit around drinking their whiskey. Yeah, gotta break a few eggs around here. Lazy Americans need to learn how to fight them Arabs. It's not about fighting Arabs so you can steal money and do whatever you want. You big fat cats that are having the feds federalize all the water to take over. It's all you guys that are raping everybody financially. You're a bunch of scum. Just stop saying you're pro-America. I mean, it's sick enough what you do. It's sick enough what you do. But then to say you did it for America, I mean, that's really disgusting. You put fluoride in our water for America? You shoot our kids up with cancer-filled injections because you love America? Like I said, I'm news blitzing. I'm out of control. All right, here it goes. I'm just going to cover news. A lot of this already hit, but just the stacks are all here. This is the stuff you never hear, and so I'm just going to read through it. Some of it I've covered, most of it I hadn't. On terrorist watch list, but allowed to buy guns. That's the New York Times saying, ban everybody being able to buy guns without judge or jury whenever the government feels like it. DOD training manual describes protest as low-level terrorism. Steve Watson, Infowars.net, links to AP, ACLU. It says anybody protesting, it's illegal, it's terrorism. Virginia State Police say anti-New World Order and gun rights activists are terrorists. They say protesting for pro-Second Amendment, you are a terrorist, go ahead and take them in, says they're dangerous. Here's another one. Virginia State Police designate anti-New World Order opinion as domestic terrorism. BBC is, these will all be out of order, but there's no way to go through it all. BBC is backing election riots, claims Iran. And then did you guys ever print for me where BBC admits they staged fake photos? Throw that up on screen for folks. Show them the fake. Let's just admit it. BBC, oh, it was a mistake. But actually, those people that were shot by the CIA. Or, you know, oh, we're sorry. That was actually Ahmadinejad's supporters. We said were the other guys. BBC is backing election riots, claims Iran. Iran continues hostility towards Western media, threatening harsher actions if interference in countries' affairs continues. They've launched their fighter jets. They got their ships patrolling, ready for war. The West is saying they're getting ready to hit. Protesters gather in Iran's capital despite stern warning. And again, they legitimately are dupes. Just like the Muslims that attacked Mohammad Mossadegh when the CIA blew up their mosque and said the government had done it and that Mossadegh was going after the Muslims because he was trying to keep them from taking over society, the radical ones, the CIA-funded ones. They had been Hitler-funded. And so they used the Muslims to overthrow them that time. And now they're going to use the young punk rock youth to overthrow the mullahs. It's just unbelievable. Protesters gather in Iran's capital despite stern warning. Now, you're not hearing a lot about this because every day this is happening. London Telegraph, tens of thousands of Chinese fight the police in Shishho. I'm pronouncing that right. And it says after the police running the drugs in the town have been murdering a bunch of people that expose government drug dealing and how government party members own all the hotels and businesses, and everybody's sick of them ruling. It says tens of thousands took to the streets attacking police. Police, just total hysteria. It was a dramatic weekend. The relatively small city of Shishho in Hubei province, tens of thousands of rioters torched a hotel and overturned police cars after the authorities allegedly tried to cover up the murder of a 24-year-old man and other dead bodies. And then it just goes, so they're not telling you about that. I mean, it's barely a blur, and the cops are shooting people but still getting defeated. I mean, China's on the verge of collapsing because of their corruption. And people are sick of the mullahs. Clearly in Iran, they end up owning the state-run things and making money, and they're all getting filthy rich, and their kids are decadent, and the mullahs' kids beat people up and stuff, and, you know, just classic stuff. You know, I mean, in the U.S., you talk bad about Bush's daughters, you get mailed anthrax, so... You know, it's the same thing everywhere. It's like messing with, you know, Hitler's cousin or something. You're going to end up in big trouble. That's how this works. I mean, you know, it's like all these boss hog cops whose kids can do whatever they want in small towns. And, you know, they can go up, beat you up if they want, and then you end up finally fighting back the boss hog's kid, and then boss hog has you killed. That's how it works in Texas and Arkansas and everywhere else in Louisiana, Mississippi. So it's the same everywhere. It's just tyranny. It's just government. Just thieves. Thieves in government. Kentucky hate crime report mentions Constitution Party. And again, we have Missouri TV, Kentucky TV. Let's go ahead and play that clip right now, just a few minutes of it, off Missouri TV, and notice how they make us apologize, Constitution Party people. And I supported the Constitution Party after Ron Paul dropped out because he was losing, after he lost the nomination. Chuck Baldwin, audit the Federal Reserve, get us out of the UN, no taxation without representation, property rights, you know, founding father type stuff. And they say in there you're a terrorist, and they got the ADL on tape saying, yeah, these are dangerous people. And then the Constitution Party like going, we're not bad. We're, you know, why aren't we blaming a government that starts demonizing groups and starts saying we're going to ban your guns without an arrest or a warrant or without telling you why you can't own guns? Or if you've got bad credit, you'll be on a no-fly, no-buy list. And I mean, you know, this is total tyranny. Why isn't it about how the ADL's been caught breaking into the apartments of anti-apartheid protesters? They work with the South Africans and race-specific bioweapons and spying on the American people illegally and being a Mossad front. Or why don't they talk about, you know, stuff like that? No, it's all about persecuting the American people and demonizing us saying no to the Federal Reserve takeover. Here it is. And then we're going to get into something else. Then we're going to get into...
is Wednesday, and that means tax protesters. An anti-tax demonstration is scheduled for downtown's Keener Plaza April 15th. But charges are flying that one of the organizing groups is an extremist anti-government group.
Let's stop right there. How about I say you're an extreme anti-American lady up there chilling effect, demonizing, oh, there's a protest, and she acts real stern, like, ooh, a protest, ooh, is that legal? And then the Army's being trained that it is illegal. And then, ooh, we're going to see about this. You know, the Constitution Party, fast-growing, founded by a Jew, Aaron Russo. Maybe he's anti-Semitic. Oh, you know, that's the mindset here. This is so they have the little info babe up there, charges. And, of course, this is the – did you guys find the old clip in Missouri where they say it's illegal to criticize Obama? Did you guys find that clip earlier when I wanted it? John, you have that in the computer in Minnesota, don't you? Yeah, where they say saying Obama's bad is illegal and will arrest you. It's something like criticizing Obama illegal. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about it. Whatever. The point is it's on record. Go ahead and play the rest of it.
The charges are flying that one of the organizing groups is an extremist anti-government group. New on the Edge, Charles Jaco says...
Hit pause again. Again, you're not allowed to criticize the government. That's criminal. Charges are flying. How about we're against foreign banks hijacking and ruling the nation as is being admitted now? I mean, think about how outrageous it is that I've got all these news articles where they're saying restrict free speech, ban anybody criticizing the government, bills introduced to where the federal government will decide whether you can have a website or whether you can say something or not, no judge, no jury, Federal Reserve announcing they're taking everything over, and you say, hey, I want a Bill of Rights and Constitution. Oh, you're anti-government. And then, like, the people are on the defensive of, well, we're allowed to, you know, say what we want. I mean, it's just sick. It's so anti-American. Back to it.
Well, Sandy, the group is the Constitution Party, and they've run candidates for, among other offices, mayor of St. Louis, congressional seats, and several statewide Missouri offices. But the Anti-Defamation League, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and at one point, the Missouri Highway Patrol all labeled the Constitution Party an anti-government extremist organization. That upset members not only of the party, but at least one high-profile Missouri politician as well. In late February, protesters upset with the stimulus and bailout plans dumped tea into the Mississippi River. That protest, like the planned anti-tax demo on
Wednesday,
so
scary. They're so dangerous.
Sponsored by the Constitution.
Hit pause.
I don't believe.
Hit pause. Oh, how dare them do what founding fathers did. Founding fathers went and commandeered ships and threw millions of dollars of tea in and beat people over the head with clubs. See, they're bad terrorists, but see, oh, the citizens dumping a little tea in the river. Oh, my God, they're so scary, these families out there who want lower taxes. It's scary. Oh, we got to ban them. Play the rest of this un-American crud.
It was partly sponsored by the Constitution Party.
I don't believe that the government needs to try to spend more money than they have in order to save the people. I think the people are what make this country great.
But the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League have their own opinions about the Constitution Party.
I think we'd consider it a fringe right-wing.
Look at that lady, this anti-American commissariat. ADL's calling for restricting Web free speech and Violent Radicalization Act, listing 9/11 truth groups as terrorists, and now magically they have a shooting to somewhat prove it. Oh, right on time. I mean, look at this commissar. Why don't you teleport back to 1925 Soviet Russia under Lenin, lady? Why don't you get out of our country? It's our First Amendment. Stop spying on the American people. Go back to her. Look at her.
About the Constitution Party?
I think we'd consider it a fringe right-wing political party that we consider to have extremist roots. When we talk about the New World Order,
hit pause. Hey, lady, it's over. Your master's already announced world government. It's all admitted. All these years you said it didn't exist. Jigs up. Everybody learned you're a big fat liar. You're not getting our guns. You're not getting our property. You're not going to commissar us. I know you got the instincts to do it. I know you think that you're going to feast on American flesh. It ain't happening, witch.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, I got a state senator coming on to talk about how they're robbing everybody in Texas. I have my folder in the water somewhere. Earlier I mentioned this. People don't believe me. Here's USA Today. Houston police chief wants cameras on home streets. And that's out of Associated Press and USA Today. And he said, I want cameras inside people's homes. And he said, I don't care if it's radical and extreme and may violate the Fourth Amendment protections. We want cameras in your homes, said the police chief of Houston. There it is, USA Today. And I was reading that because the L.A. Times reports they use all these forced volunteers to get out of high school or college. They're going to use them to federally watch surveillance cameras and watch the American people. This is an army of snitches and spies. I mean, this is right out of Stasi Germany. This is right out of Nazi Germany, right out of... Look, here's the ADL. All they do is run around demonizing anybody that doesn't like the New World Order. And they've been convicted of crimes repeatedly, spying on people and breaking the law and infiltrating police departments. And that's all this is. And here's the ADL demonizing the Constitution Party. And the ADL wrote that MIAC report. Here it is. You guys, roll that or? Go ahead and roll it for me. Thank you.
Opinions about the Constitution Party?
I think we'd consider it a fringe right-wing political party that we consider to have extremist roots. When we talk about the New World Order, it is mimicking, if not duplicating, language that comes out of organized white supremacy.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, in fact, calls the Constitution Party a Christian nationalist group.
There is a certain belief of
Look,
what
that's
we believe
enough.
The founders believed. We
that's
believe.
Enough. Yeah, the evil founders. See, if white supremacists come out for ham sandwiches and you eat ham sandwiches, you're a Nazi. Of course the white supremacists want to control our borders, and so do 80-plus percent of Americans in Gallup polls. It's actually 91 in one Gallup poll I saw. So, see, that'd be like saying, because Von Braun was a World War II vet, all World War II vets want to go to the Holocaust Center and shoot a guard in the face. I mean, it's just, it isn't going to work anymore. Everybody knows there's a world government being set up by the banks. The Federal Reserve openly, like I told you all last week, and that's why this is important, what you're about to see. You push this out in the mainstream, then Ron Paul talked about it, then Judge Napolitano, and then many others, and now it's admitted the Federal Reserve is setting up a total dictatorship over the entire country. We pushed that out in the open. You did that as the listeners. Now, the FBI, the Congress, the courts, are they above the law? No. Why is the private offshore Federal Reserve? And I'm not a white supremacist because I don't want to be ruled by offshore banks. Go ahead and play that.
I'm Judge Andrew Napolitano, and the verdict is coming on President Barack Obama's historic plan to overhaul and regulate our financial institutions. Here's the question. What is left out of this proposal is, and what we deserve to know is, who will regulate the Federal Reserve? What will become of clauses in the Constitution that prohibit the very type of regulation the President wants? And what is now the meaning of the word free in free market? Here are the facts. The bias of the drafters of this proposal is that the government knows best. The Constitution should not be an obstacle to the egalitarian goals of the government, and no private behavior is beyond the government's reach of its huge hand. The essence of the proposal is to give the Federal Reserve the authority to regulate any aspect of any firms that, in its discretion, its sole discretion, could adversely affect the economy if they fail. The Fed would thus be the only unregulated private entity on the planet. This
that's enough. Hit pause.
Super.
I've got a state senator coming on with big news of highway robbery and the police. This is going on nationwide, but he's trying to pass a bill to stop it. You've got it here somewhere in the stack. Got to go mining in to get it. Then I'm going to go back into all this and take your calls. Coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.